The next patient is Ronald Poore. The last name is P-O-O-R-E. Ronald is the first name. Number one, 82-year-old male that is following the practice because it's CKD stage 3A. In a single kidney, status post left nephrectomy that was removed because of renal cancer, period. The patient has some degree of nephrosclerosis associated to hyperlipidemia, interstitial nephritis, hypertension. He has a history of BPH, but it's asymptomatic at the present time. The patient went to the hospital because of right flank pain. After the study was considered to be an acute cholecystitis, the patient underwent surgery. During the hospital stay, the patient maintained serum creatinine of 1.3 and an estimated EFR of 51. After the surgery, the creatinine increased to 1.62 and the estimated EFR went down to 42. I think these were variations associated to the surgery. I am positive that this kidney disease is pretty stable. The protein creatinine ratio last time that was evaluated here was 350. The patient is followed by the urologist, Dr. Arciola, for the prostate problems that have been treated with the administration of mirbetric. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. Blood pressure reading today is 150 over 58. He says that at home he's much better. This patient has lost almost 30 pounds of body weight. The BMI now is 29.9. And he's advised to go under 200 pounds. Following number, the patient, number three, the patient has a history of renal cell carcinoma, status post nephrectomy and chemo. The last CT of the abdomen was in June 29 of 2022, and more CTs were done at the hospital at the end of the year without evidence of metastatic disease. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control with the administration of the statins. Following number, there is a history of nephrolithiasis in the solitary right kidney that is non-obstructive. We have to follow that closely. The patient was advised to decrease the amount of sodium in the diet and drink probably anywhere from 50 to 60 ounces of fluid on regular basis. Following number, the patient has degenerative joint disease, the manifestations in the hands. Following number, BPH, as mentioned before, we are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup.